You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Joining me in the studio is Kate Lochte and also Josh Byrne. He's directing the upcoming production of Rent at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. Welcome back, Josh.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's wonderful to be speaking about Rent because it will be in lovely, balmy April. We can just sort of imagine it now, you know, the palm trees swaying on the grounds of the quad at Murray State University.
Right.
You know, what a wonderful time that will be. And you're in the beginning of the production. You have auditions coming up next week, I believe.
Right. Monday and Tuesday at 6 o'clock at Playhouse. Just a few things that you have to prepare for that. We're asking everyone to prepare a full pop, rock, musical theater song. The nature of the show is a little bit different than the things we normally do at Playhouse. So we're looking to get some new talent, get some new voices. In addition to that, if you're auditioning for a lead, you can either contact myself at joshua.byrne@gmail.com or Brad Browser, who is my music / co-director for the show, at bbrowser@gmail.com. We have musical excerpts that we're asking everyone to prepare if they are auditioning for a lead. The nature of the show is fully sung through, with the exception of just a few spoken lines here and there. So having someone prepare a monologue for the audition didn't make as much sense to me as maybe preparing a musical monologue, so to speak. So
I get it. You need talented people.
Right, exactly.
And young people.
Typically, across the board, all the characters are late 20s to early 30s on stage. So, obviously, you could be a little bit older, you can be a little bit younger, but that's about the age range.
So, we're talking what's the size of the ensemble you're needing?
Well, we've got 8 leads, and from there's several different ensemble roles. A lot of them can be doubled. It really is going to depend on how many people we have come out as to how many we end up casting. I'm looking at a maximum of 15 people. So 12 to 15 is usually the range that the show is cast with.
Well, tell us more about Rent. Have you seen it on Broadway?
I've not seen it on Broadway. I've seen a videotaping of it on Broadway. They released in 2009, I believe, the final Broadway production.
It was controversial when it first came out, and then the playwright passed away the night before it opened, I think.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
So he never actually got to see the show performed the way he'd envisioned. It is loosely based off of La Boheme, the opera, down to the point that some of the characters share similarities in names. Musetta's Waltz, a famous piece from that show, is actually referenced in Rent very subtly. So that's really neat if you know a lot about the history of the show, the things that they really encompass into Rent. You were talking about the controversy of the show. It's because it deals with real-life issues that may not make everyone comfortable due to sexual orientation, the subject of AIDS, drug use, those things that we don't always like to think about or maybe accept, but at the end of the day, they exist and they are there. And it's a beautiful show that is about acceptance and loving one another and loving your life while you have it, because you never know when it's going to be gone. One of the famous lines, and I read an article that kind of cracked me up, because everyone, you know, nowadays is saying, YOLO, you only live once. Drake, you know, coined that phrase. But the big theme of Rent is no day but today. And it's kind of very similar, the idea between what Jonathan Larson was writing with Rent and what, you know, people are familiar with nowadays in pop culture with YOLO.
Because he was in 96. This play dates to 96. So it was sort of early on in a new regard
right.
for the issues it's dealing with. And I'm assuming that one of the reasons you're here today is the timing of the production is such that all your Murray State buds in voice are tied up, I think you said, in Carmina Burana, performance that that coincides with a Rent performance.
Right. A lot of the people who were really gung-ho and really on board to do the show suddenly had to drop because of a performance requirement they had through the music department, which is completely understandable. I mean, no matter where we put a show in the season, there's going to be conflicts for people who want to be involved.
Sure.
But no, I'm confident we're going to find the people. I want to get the word out and let people know that we are having those auditions. They're Monday and Tuesday. That's coming up pretty soon. Brad and I aren't going to be mean and angry. If you are just now finding out about the audition, contact us. Let us know your situation. If you don't have time to prepare a full song, I would much rather you prepare part of a song that you're comfortable with that showcases your voice to a level to where we can say, yes, we want to bring you in for a callback, rather than going in being scared and completely bombing it. I mean, we completely understand.
Well, you have live accompaniment.
That is the that's my goal right now. I am still looking for two guitar players, so thank you for bringing that up. One guitar part is pretty heavy. It's going to need someone who's really capable of reading the music in the book, and two people who are familiar and comfortable with playing with a group and not just doing solo work. So definitely looking for those people too, and I'm the one to contact about that. Or you can contact Lisa Cope at the Playhouse. Obviously, she'll forward me any information like that. But right now, yeah, I've got people on board to play bass. I've got a drummer. I've got a keyboard player, someone willing to, you know, lead the orchestra. So all the pieces are almost in place, and that's something I really want to see happen, especially with the nature of the show and the size of the ensemble that's required, you know, five or six people, that we can fit that in Playhouse. We can make it work. We've done it before, and it adds a whole new element to the shows when we do it. So
sounds like it's going to be an exciting production because your heart is in it.
It's kind of cliche to say that Rent is one of your favorite shows, but I have to give Rent a lot of credit because I grew up, like I was telling you earlier, like my roots in the classic rock era into the 90s rock, and Rent is one of those shows that kind of bridged that gap between typical musical theater and what musical theater has evolved into today. So I owe a lot to Rent for actually making me the person I am today, so to speak, and
well,
helping me
go.
Find what it is that I truly love. So
that's really exciting.
Exactly. I'm kind of ecstatic. That's not an exaggerated term to use, that we're doing this show, but not only that, but that we're getting to share it with the Murray community and at Playhouse in the Park, a place that means so much to me. So,
well, excellent. I thank you for being here. I know Lisa Cope is really proud you made it. And thanks to your boss for coming in and standing in for you at GameStop.
All right. I appreciate it, Rob.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.